From Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Auburn, Tiger Talk is on the air. Tiger Talk is presented by Alpha Insurance. Auto, home, life, business. Alpha Insurance covers it all. Tweet questions at AU Sports Network or email aubtigertalk@gmail.com. Tonight's show is also brought to you by Alabama Power. Proud supporter of the Auburn Tigers. Alabama Power. Power for a better Alabama. By Wind Creek Hotel and Casino. With three Alabama locations in Atmore, Montgomery, and Wetumpka, you can escape every day at Wind Creek Hotel and Casino and WindCreekCasino.com. The Alabama Department of Public Health. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Protect yourself and others by staying current on all recommended vaccines. Visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM. And by the simple southern goodness of Golden Flake, celebrating 66 years as the official salty snack of the Auburn Tigers. Now, the host of Tiger Talk, alongside Brad Law, here's the voice of the Tigers, Andy Burcham.
We're down to the final regular season game for Auburn basketball, then on to the postseason. And Auburn baseball is home to Austin Peay starting tomorrow before the start of SEC play next weekend. We're here to talk about all of it tonight. Good evening and War Eagle. This is Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance. From Baumhauer's Victory Grill with Brad Law and Jacob Hillman, I'm Andy Burcham. Right off the bat tonight, we talk with Auburn head baseball coach Butch Thompson. The Tigers are 10-2, ranked as high as number 13 in the country. Auburn will host Austin Peay in a three-game series. Game time tomorrow has been changed. It's now 11:30 tomorrow morning. So our pregame coverage on the Auburn Sports Network begins at 11:15. Game times, and let me, weather permitting, game times are 1 o'clock Saturday, 1 o'clock Sunday. That all could change. We'll talk about that with Coach Thompson in a moment. Auburn basketball hosts Senior Day Saturday at 3. Make that at 5:30 against Georgia. Head coach Bruce Pearl, Dylan Cardwell, join us tonight on Tiger Talk. Hall of Fame coach Sonny Smith, Jacob Hillman, join me on the call Saturday starting at 5 o'clock. Auburn women's basketball is playing Arkansas right now. Third quarter, the SEC tournament in Greenville. Tigers lead 36-30, just under 6 minutes to go. We'll keep you up to date on that game. The winner gets LSU in the semifinals tomorrow. Track and field competes at the NCAA indoors in Boston starting tomorrow. Men's tennis on the road at Tennessee and Georgia this weekend. Equestrian will host the College of Charleston at 3 tomorrow, then Texas A&M at 11 o'clock on Saturday. Women's tennis will host Missouri tomorrow at 3, and then Arkansas Sunday at noon. Softball opens SEC play at Missouri tomorrow at 4, Saturday at 2, and Sunday at noon. And gymnastics competes against George Washington, Texas Women's University, and LSU in Baton Rouge starting tomorrow night at 6. One more event, Sunday women's golf in the Valspar Invitational in Augusta, Georgia. Auburn Diving also competes in the Zone NCAA qualifiers in Athens, Georgia. As mentioned, Auburn baseball at home against Austin Peay. Game one of that series is already moved up to an 11:30 start. Here to talk about it, please welcome to Tiger Talk, Auburn head baseball coach Butch Thompson. And I got to come up with something there.
Well, there's a lot going on in Auburn athletics. So that's a mouthful.
Yeah, indeed. Welcome, War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Glad to have you here tonight and getting ready for a big weekend. My guess is folks took a look at that Austin Peay series at the beginning and thought, oh, that's a good way to open SEC play. This ball club is on fire right now and already has wins against SEC teams.
Yeah, they got a couple SEC wins, one of the hottest teams in America coming in. So they're going to pitch it. They're going to swing the bats. They're going to be a bunch of left-handed hitters. They're going to cause us a lot of problems.
Against the schedule that you have faced so far, evaluate what you've seen from your team through this first nearly month or so of the season.
Yeah, statistically, you know, you look in comparison to last year and you're a little bit ahead. You know, some guys we wasn't sure how many balls would leave the yard, and that's happened for us early. Pitching-wise, we're probably almost two earned runs less from an ERA standpoint. But we've also tried to make a point in my conversation with you guys that we're more about our process and trying to make sure we're building a team. So looking at it statistically is a good time to do that before conference play starts. I think we're ahead of things. But if you've watched the games, if you've called the games like you men have, you know there's a couple at bats missing a game and there's a little bit more we can do on the mound. And we actually, it's amazing that we're starting to go to week four and we probably have three or four pitchers that we believe in that I think will absolutely have an impact that started a game or two for us last year that haven't even competed yet. So I still think we're at a stage where it's really hard to evaluate what we have and what we're doing, although I'm pleased with the effort. I think our coaches are, the leadership of our players, a lot of new players are playing well, and we're excited and enjoying every day with this group. But like Andy mentioned, we have a huge test, and this will be a team that will get after us. They have a little flair. They're absolutely going to try to bring the game to us. That's kind of their style. And I think it's a great warm-up before we head to Nashville and play Vanderbilt next weekend.
If you would, give us an update on Joseph Gonzalez.
We threw a bullpen today. Okay. We started as early as Sunday. We have these force plate mounds now, so I don't know how interested people are in there. And we've really found some things where he's deficient and thought he was – you know, it's one thing not to have your velocity back coming off of a shoulder surgery. It's another thing for the command, because Joseph has really good command, above average command for our level of amateur baseball. But his stride is short. His front foot was getting down, and there was a 20% delay from how his hips rotated from a year ago. So we've been throwing med balls all week and working force plate mounds and getting that ground force reaction, getting some numbers back. We threw a healthy bullpen today. And I think just the bullpen without a hitter standing in was better than the last two starts. We'll do it again Monday, and we'll do it two hitters Monday. And Monday night we will forecast for Joseph if he'll be back in to help us at Vanderbilt or if we'll take another week of buildup. But at least today, you know, it's a great report of health. And he had a good look in his eye today, and I think we were better than we've been the last two starts. And just hopefully we keep marching in that direction. But we'll pull him out of this rotation for this week because we're trying to look under the hood and trying to get him back synced up.
Yeah. Any action for him at all this weekend?
None.
Okay.
Zero.
All right.
Excellent report, though, there. Let's go to the audience here. Julie's got our first question.
Yep, from Arizona.
Coach War Eagle.
War Eagle.
So Andy alluded to the fact that Mother Nature has not been kind thus far at all, and that's putting it mildly. Explain how the players and the coaches have to adjust to weather delays and changes in game times.
Yeah, I just keep selling on. We played a doubleheader last week. We were in Jacksonville, Florida the week before, and 4 hours sitting at the park. We've already lost a game this week. We're thankful this week that we're on spring break. So that 11:30 start would not be possible with classes. So we're thankful to try to beat another huge front that's coming in tomorrow afternoon. So, you know, sometimes I'd rather be a weatherman than a coach because they don't have to always be right. But they've been hitting it pretty good right now, and it has been a challenge. And this prepares you for the postseason. You get into a regional, super regional, Omaha. It rains every time you go to Omaha, and I want to get rained on again in Omaha, that's for sure, but it's that time of the year. And for whatever reason, this spring has been a challenge, and we just keep telling our guys, in a regional format, you could be playing an 11 o'clock game just like that. So we just keep using it as a rehearsal. We actually practice at noon today, kind of anticipating from a coaching standpoint that we'd be in this situation. So it's just communicating well, and you're just always telling them you're preparing for something.
Seems appropriate to mention the grounds crew and the work that they put in situations like this.
Yeah, I did in our post game the other night, yesterday. Just it was still lingering on us Wednesday morning, and those guys absolutely, from removal of the tarp and trying to get water off and allowing both teams, because what an honor it was to play Air Force. But both teams got to take batting practice, so it's not just a 1 o'clock game. This stuff starts at 6 o'clock in the morning every morning, getting the field ready. And I did post game. These guys just do an amazing job. And gals, we got males, females. We have students. We just have an amazing group that's been basically intact. The leadership since I've been here, it's been an amazing 9 years with these people, and they're unsung heroes of what they do for our baseball program.
Can you stick with us for one more segment?
Of course I can.
Thank you. Butch Thompson, Auburn baseball coach, our guest. We're at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Stay tuned. Tiger Talk continues in a moment.
This is the moment you've been waiting for.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our home.
When you step onto the court and into the spotlight, the moment to show that hard work and long days pay off. Because when that final shot leaves your hands and we leave our seats, that powerful moment connects us all.
Alabama Power is a proud supporter of the Auburn Tigers.
Power for a better Alabama.
Hey, it's Bruce Pearl.
When you find a player who's electric, what a game changer. Like the all-electric Ford F-150 Lightning truck. It's got the performance you'd expect from an F-150, plus state-of-the-art tech like intelligent backup power. So if the lights go out at your properly equipped house, you've got the power to turn them back on. Game changing. That's what I'm talking about. See your local Ford dealer to learn more about the F-150 Lightning. Available at Ford EV certified dealers only. Some models, trims, and features may not be available and may be subject to change.
What you doing? Yeah, you. Listening to this ad right now. What you up to? Well, if you have auto insurance through Alpha, you know what you're not doing? Worrying about claims or stressing over coverage. Alpha handles the details for you so you can keep doing whatever you're doing. That's life with Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com to learn more.
War Eagle, it's a great day for Auburn Tigers to get vaccinated. Many children and adults that delayed vaccinations during the pandemic are still behind schedule. It's crucial that we take steps to get everyone back on track with their routine immunizations. Children and teens can still catch up on their vaccinations even if they start late. Make sure you and your family are all up to date on all recommended vaccines, including COVID-19 and flu. Let's all do our part to get back on track. Don't wait. Vaccinate. For more information, visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Order Bud Light online today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Submit questions by tweeting at AU Sports Network. Now, back to Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance.
Tonight's show brought to you in part by AL.com. They give you everything you need to know about college sports. They have weekly shows and lots of other game stories, pregame, postgame. AL.com is the place to go. You can follow the AL.com Auburn Tigers Facebook page or just read the stories. AL.com, everything Auburn fans need to know. Visiting with Auburn baseball coach Butch Thompson, Tigers and Austin Peay this weekend at Plainsman Park. A couple of more minutes here, and then head men's basketball coach Bruce Pearl will be with us on the show. Dylan Cardwell a little bit later. Let's go back to the audience for our next question for Coach Thompson. Jacob.
This is Bill.
Bill.
Coach, one of the most frustrating things that I see coaching baseball is that once the season starts, you don't really have practice days. Yep. Because you have so many games between games and travel. It must be hard to work on things that you feel you need to have.
Yeah. War Eagle, Bill. It's good to see you, my friend. Yeah. And you understand that, being a coach, a former coach, that we were in Jacksonville, and at these pro facilities, they won't let you use the field except for games. So we feel like we missed a week, and then this weather's absolutely impeded us. We've been trying to get a game in, so it hurts probably some reps, especially the guys that are not playing every day. Those reps are behind, and we actually the last couple of days are trying to figure out strategies how to maintain and keep reps. Now, spring breaks helped a little bit where we were able to get out there early. We had guys that had not been throwing in games actually throw to hitters that have not had at-bats recently. We did that for an hour and a half today before practice started. But it's an amazing that's one of the best questions I've had in a long time. So you have to understand when you get in this rhythm and you start having weather for a couple of weeks in a row, it absolutely hurts your fundamentals. And this is something we're doing everything we can to try to make sure we stay caught up on. Great question.
Coach Pearl, not surprised at all that the best question came from the audience and not from the table.
That's a trend.
It is. No, it's at this point for sure. Ike Irish, can we speak to some of the biggest adjustments that he has made this year as he moves back into a more regular role behind the plate?
Yeah, just he's grown since January.
Yeah.
And then we have three catchers we think are pretty good. We have a freshman in Strickland. That I call the kid. Kale Strickland's going to be an amazing catcher for us. But Ike's bat's so special, and could you get him behind the plate and get another bat maybe somewhere at DH especially or in the outfield? We've been able to do that thus far. That's been very positive. Ike's so competitive. But that catching, what a log. I think you know if you have your best hitter and he's playing that demanding position, you know that we're checking him every day for his movement patterns. We're checking his weight. We're making sure, you know, it's every pound he loses after every game when we step him on the scales equals 20 ounces of water. He absolutely – but I like him that close to home plate because it's personal. Every ball that crosses that plate is won or lost. It's that personal. And to have your most competitive animal in the stable being right there trying to fight for every one of those pitches, I do love that. And so he's an elite player. Regardless if he has a good season, average season, I think he's going to have a spectacular season. Hopefully get another year with him that's going to be amazing. I think he's a first-round type, a futuristic major league ball player. So if these guys want to play in the big leagues, 56 games should be a piece of cake. Yeah. We're just having to do everything we can to take care of him. And I still think more power is going to show up. That is from one year to the next. As players get older in baseball, usually that power component is the last skill that comes. You're already starting to see some loft to the poolside balls leave the park. Last year he set that freshman record last year with the doubles, and now you're starting to see the ball, you know, leave the ballpark. Can he keep his average up? Can he do all that as he starts getting more of that power? But I'm ecstatic. The two home runs absolutely won a series in a rubber match for UConn. But the job he's doing behind the plate, helping our pitchers land pitches, doing a good job, I'm just I'm tickled to death with the start of the season for Ike Irish.
What did you exchange with Coach Kozlowski yesterday before the game against Air Force?
Well, I had an idea just working with military, working with police, working with people in the past. You know, when we were at the SEC tournament and we get the escort there with the motorcade and everything from the Hoover Police Department, and they give you these challenge coins. So much time over at Fort Moore, which was formerly Fort Benning. Those men have been amazing, the Army Rangers. And so when I knew when I got up there, he was going to shake my hand with a challenge coin, which I'm honored to have and will keep forever and cherish. So I had 48 of those suckers from our alumni association that I'm like, hey, Kate Larkin, you get a shout-out. She got them to me, and that's what I presented and looked like a big old cigar box yesterday at home plate. 48 of those for every coach and every player because one of the reasons why Air Force come here is because their respect of Auburn. Because Auburn University does one of the best jobs as a public institution in America of honoring our military. They get to pick and choose where they go. And they choose Auburn because of what Auburn does to honor our military.
Wonderful.
We appreciate this visit very much. We look forward to seeing your team this weekend out at Plainsman Park.
Reminder, game one tomorrow has been moved up to 11:30. 11:30 tomorrow morning. Our pregame coverage starts at 11:15.
It's great for older people. We get to get up and get right to it. We don't have to wait around all day. It's good. War Eagle, guys.
War Eagle. Head coach Butch Thompson here. Auburn baseball this weekend at Plainsman Park. Hope you'll join us at the ballpark. When we come back, we'll talk men's basketball. Head coach Bruce Pearl is in the house. That is next. This is the Auburn Sports Network from Playfly.
The Auburn Tigers will be headed back to the NCAA tournament for the third straight season as the Tigers prepare to dance. We want to remind you that broadcast rights agreements prevent the NCAA tournament games from being streamed on AuburnTigers.com and the Auburn app, but you can still tune into your local Auburn Sports Network affiliate to hear the call as the Tigers try to make a run through their brackets. Again, NCAA tournament games will not be streamed on AuburnTigers.com or the Auburn app, but you can still follow the action on your radio home for the Tigers in March, the Auburn Sports Network.
Hey, I'm Charles Barkley. Call for a Redmont and water at bars and restaurants throughout the great state of Alabama. Redmont Vodka, available at select ABC stores and package stores. Redmont Vodka is 8 times distilled, gluten-free, and is made from non-GMO corn. Looking to support a local business? Redmont Distilling is Alabama proud and minority-owned. Learn more online at redmontdistilling.com.
The game has changed, and the future of Auburn athletics now demands a strong NIL program. I'm Jason Campbell. Let's come together, Auburn family, and make a lasting impact. Visit OwnToVictory.com. Every dollar you contribute to Own to Victory helps create NIL opportunities for our student athletes. Visit www.OwnToVictory.com and be a part of changing the game for Auburn athletics.
Kia of Auburn is happy to connect the Kia brand to the Auburn fans. Our winning lineup has something for everyone at almost any budget. SUVs like the Telluride, Sorento, and Sportage. You prefer a sedan? Check out the Rio, Forte, Soul, or the Sporty Stinger. And don't forget our new multi-purpose vehicles, the Carnival, or our amazing hybrid or electric vehicles. Kia of Auburn is a proud supporter of Auburn Athletics. Kia of Auburn, where you're always number one. Whoa, Rico. Welcome back on Tiger Talk from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Great crowd on hand for this Thursday night. One more reminder to you, Auburn baseball moved up to 11:30. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow morning our coverage begins at 11:15. Auburn basketball, of course, closes the regular season on Saturday at 5:30. Our coverage from Neville Arena begins at 5. Speaking of basketball, Auburn women up by 10 with, 28 seconds and change to go in the third quarter. Now it's a nine-point lead for the Tigers against Arkansas. Please welcome to Tiger Talk, Bruce Pearl. War Eagle.
War Eagle, everybody.
Glad to have you here tonight.
Well, I hope we're here many, many more
absolutely
Thursdays here in the month of March.
Absolutely.
It's nice when the games this time of year mean as much as they mean. When you have as much to play for as your team has to play for the other night in Columbia and then Saturday at home against Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like all year long we said, well, we could finish anywhere between 1 and 6, right? And now as we sit here, we can finish anywhere between 2 and 6, right? Because Tennessee clinched the championship last night, and they're the best team. It's the first time Tennessee's won the outright SEC championship since 2008 when we won it at Tennessee. So it's been a few years.
It has. We're glad you're here.
Auburn and Alabama and a few other teams have had something to say about that. But, no, they're a worthy champion. Right now, to me, they've had the best year. They won big games on the road. You know, you beat Kentucky at Kentucky. You beat South Carolina at South Carolina like they have. They've done a great job. They're deep. They're old. I mean, they got all the pieces. And right now they've got the best player in the league and one of the best players in the country in Dalton Connect. And he's been a difference maker for them. And he very well could be the difference maker going in. But that group there, they've had a lot of success, but they've also gotten there and come up short. And oftentimes you see when teams have gotten there and come up short, when they come back the following year with a bunch of returners, that's when you make that next step. And that's what Tennessee, I think, is doing, and I think that's what they're going to do.
Let's go to the crowd before we have more subpar questions from the table. We'll go into the audience.
Exactly. Yeah.
Julie from Arizona is still here.
Hey, Coach, War Eagle.
Hey, Julie, War Eagle.
Devastating injury to Lior. He was the 11th guy.
Yeah.
Are you considering staying with 11, maybe a Darren or a Carter, or are we going to stick with the 10?
Yeah, we'll stay with 10 at this point. And it was very difficult, very, very difficult to have Lior go down in his senior year when he was playing so well. He had worked his way into the regular rotation. Like, he wasn't just, well, he might play 10 or 11 minutes or whatever. We'll see how he does. No, he was playing 10 to 15 minutes behind Chad Baker-Mazzara and, you know, doing a really, really good job. And so it was tough injury. I will tell you, and we don't mind, you know, here, but breaking news, you know, tonight here on the show.
All right.
I was somehow, I either got it wrong or didn't quite have all the information. We thought Lior had a complete tear of the ACL. He did not. And even his exam afterwards and different things like that demonstrated that there was a lot of things about the knee that was really strong. It was an ACL injury, but it's not torn. And so when they got back in, they looked at the MRI, did some things there. He's got some damage to it, but it's not torn. And everything else is super, super tight and solid. So Lior will rehab for about 3 or 4 weeks. You know, I don't anticipate him being back this year. You know, it depends on how far we go. But the good news is it'll be, rather than a six-month recovery for Lior, it's going to be a 4 to 6 week recovery, which then
that's
lets him go play pro and try out, do all that he's got to do. See you, Coach.
That is
great. Wonderful. That's awesome news.
Yep.
All right. Thank you for that. Back to the audience. Jacob.
We've got Buster, and he's going home with an Alumni Hall gift card for asking this question.
Buster!
All right, Buster.
Hey,
awesome.
Yeah, Belzine, thanks. I appreciate the Alumni Hall. I need all the help I can get. Coach, I think now, you know, I gave the most improved player to Trey Donaldson, and I don't take that back. But Aiden Holloway has come on gangbusters recently. You know, he's playing like a five-star. Also, where do you want to go? I guess Charlotte maybe for the first round of the – or you don't care as long as it's the first round?
Yeah, no, I don't care. Getting back to the point guards, we're getting better point guard play. It is great to see Aiden playing with confidence. You know, it was a tough stretch for him when he just lost his confidence in his ability to make shots and play as effectively as he knows he's capable of. And you know what? What a great experience for him to fight through that. It wasn't easy. He got great support from home and from teammates. And now, look, bottom line is, like you said, he's playing with confidence. And that's all that matters to me. He's really improved defensively. He's really improved in his awareness. He's improved in his quickness. And he knows it. Look, he also knows he's got a responsibility to take care of business along defensively. And offensively, I think he's got a better feel for what it is we're trying to do. And, the point guard position is the only position that we're young at. So if you like Aiden as one of the most improved guys, you're like Trey's most one of the most improved guys, well, that's because they're a couple of the youngest guys.
Let me remind you, the Auburn Tigers put their trust in Auburn AV for every home game for the best fan experience, and so should you. Bring the game day experience home when you have Auburn AV design and install your home entertainment system. Whether it's for 10,000 screaming fans or for you and your best friends, Auburn AV has what you need. Learn more at auburnav.com. Stay tuned. Tiger Talk continues in a moment.
Don't stop planning for your future. Don't stop investing in your kids' education. Don't stop dreaming of that new home. And don't stop growing your business. Whatever you're passionate or dreaming about, don't stop. Because when you have a bank you can trust, you have the confidence to take on tomorrow. Speak with a Trustmark associate today for advice on achieving your goals. Trustmark. People you trust. Advice that works. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, I'm Charles Barkley. Call for a Redmont and water at bars and restaurants throughout the great state of Alabama. Redmont Vodka, available at select ABC stores and package stores. Redmont Vodka is 8 times distilled, gluten-free, and is made from non-GMO corn. Looking to support a local business? Redmont Distilling is Alabama proud and minority-owned. Learn more online at redmontdistilling.com.
Tiger fans, it's game day. Time to put on the team colors, set up the tailgate, and enjoy some football. Of course, no tailgate is complete without Golden Flake snacks. From our crispy potato chips and light and airy pork skins to our deliciously cheesy cheese puffs, you're certain to score big. So grab a bag of Golden Flake or any of our other delicious snacks from the Utz family of brands. It's game time. Tailgate with Golden Flake, celebrating 66 years as the official salty snack of the Auburn Tigers.
Kia of Auburn is happy to connect the Kia brand to the Auburn fans. Our winning lineup has something for everyone at almost any budget. SUVs like the Telluride, Sorento, and Sportage. You prefer a sedan? Check out the Rio, Forte, Soul, or the Sporty Stinger. And don't forget our new multi-purpose vehicles, the Carnival, or our amazing hybrid or electric vehicles. Kia of Auburn is a proud supporter of Auburn Athletics. Kia of Auburn, where you're always number one. Whoa, Rico.
Things we take for granted, ordinary opportunities for parents and their children, can be a foster child's extraordinary. You have the power to do something positive that will change the life of a young person right here in Alabama. Open your heart and open your home to a foster child today. For more information, visit www.dhr.alabama.gov or call 1-866-4AL-KIDS. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
You're listening to Tiger Talk from the Auburn Sports Network. Back to Andy and Brad.
Tonight's show is brought to you by the Alabama Department of Public Health, and they remind you, don't wait, vaccinate, protect yourself and others by getting all your recommended vaccines. Visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM. Head men's basketball coach Bruce Pearl is with us at Baumhauer's Victory Grill tonight. Every now and then you're hearing some applause from the crowd, which seems random, but it's because something good has happened in the women's basketball game. Tigers lead Arkansas 51-43 with about 7.5 minutes to go in Greenville, South Carolina in a second-round matchup. All right.
Winner of that game gets LSU tomorrow.
Yes, who the Tigers split with during the regular season. Yes. So that would be a huge another opportunity for Coach Jay and company. Big win, topped 100 points at Missouri the other night. You've been among the best in the conference and thereby among the best in the country in road and neutral site games. What is the key to being a consistent team away from home?
You know, Brad, one of the things that we get a lot of credit for having that great home court advantage, and we do, Neville Arena is the best home court advantage, the Jungle, the best student section. And you know, for the most part, we've taken advantage of it. We got one game on Saturday that's awfully important against Georgia, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But you know what? You got to defend, and you got to shoot the ball well. I thought our first half offense, we settled. It looked like everybody kind of had the green light, and we took the first open shot we got, and just really didn't look to share it as much. Second half, we had, I think, 12 assists instead of 4 assists and shot, you know, 70% or something along those lines. Just really, really did a nice job. Now, when defenses are fresh, they're not going to allow you to get easy looks. So, therefore, you've got to make some tough shots or contested shots, or you've got to do an even better job of executing, you know, your defense. Our challenge on Saturday, and so anyways, analytically now, you know, our road and neutral site record, we were one of the top 5 teams in the country on the road and in neutral sites with how we played this year. So I'm pleased with that. Hopefully that, you know, translates into the tournament. And one of the places that we played really, really well was at Georgia. At Georgia might have been one of the best games we played from start to finish, and that was without Jalen Williams. Everybody on that roster stepped up in a really big way, and sometimes when you go back and you play a team a second time, there's not much I can do different because what we did the first time was really good. And so I'm not going to try to trick myself, well, we got to make a bunch of changes because Georgia will be ready for them. That's how we played, and it was effective.
One change is you will have Jalen Williams available for this game.
We'll have Jalen Williams back, and of course it's going to be senior night, and we've got a couple seniors that can't come back again. One in Lior Berman. Be great to have Lior back and let the crowd kind of recognize him, and also Jalen Williams, the winningest player in the history of Auburn basketball, and this is it for Jay Will. He's got a grad student. He's played 5 fabulous years for us. But we've got some other seniors that could potentially come back, and we won't know until the season's over and the NBA draft and NIL and all transfers and everything else, what our roster is going to look like next year. We'll worry about that in later March or early April.
How much do the emotions play the part on senior day? Because you're about to coach a game, and I would imagine there's, you know, you're running through scenarios and there's so much focus on the game. Is it possible to kind of get caught up in the emotions at least for a few minutes while those guys are being recognized?
I mean, I imagine, yeah. I mean, I'll get caught up at the very beginning of it, but, you know, I think we got a game to play. I don't change the lineup to start the seniors or things like that. You know, we got business we got to take care of. Not that we couldn't, but we got to get better as a team. You know, it's March. But it will be, you know, there'll be emotions because, you know, the parents. This is a group that's been together for a bunch of years. KD's been there for 3 years. Chris Moore for 4. Jalen for 5. Dylan for 4. You know, Janai, 2 great years. I mean, we know these families. You know, Carter Sobrera, 4 years. Lior Berman, 5 years. It'll definitely be pulling at our heartstrings for sure. But we're not saying goodbye.
No.
You know, that's the thing about senior night. We're saying thank you. All right, so that's what we're going to do on Saturday. We're going to say thank you, and let's get ready to go into the postseason.
You've been involved at this time of the year as an assistant coach, as the head coach at Southern Indiana, in Milwaukee, at Tennessee, and now at Auburn. What does it mean as we get – I mean, we're, you know, one more game left in the regular season, then it's March, baby. It's time for the tournaments.
Well, one of the things I try to do is let the guys know, look, the work's over. This is all gravy. This is all reward. We're not working anymore. We're playing. And so we've been in position to be in position. Let's have some fun. We're prepared. And let's take advantage of the position that we put ourselves in. This isn't work. This is the reward. This is the fun stuff. And to the victor go the spoils, when the spoils are very significant, you know, obviously at this time of the year. This has been a team that I think everybody's enjoyed. It was a team that's picked 6th or 7th in the league, and it's got a chance to finish anywhere between 2nd and 6th. But regardless, if we can win Saturday, that'll be 13 SEC wins. There's only been like 3 or 4 other teams in the history of Auburn basketball that have won 13 SEC games. So, pretty good group.
when you play a team, you're playing Georgia now. It'll be the second time you've played them in 2 weeks. And you've got a handful of opponents every year you play twice. Playing a team 2 weeks after you play them the first time versus, let's say, it's 7 weeks or so in between. What are the challenges? What are the benefits? And so on for having them this close together.
All I could say is that with about 10 minutes ago, it was a three-point game, there. And so Georgia has played well on the road. They've won four or five games on the road. They beat Florida State at Florida State after being down 17. They scored 96 at Kentucky and lost. Scored 96. They lost in overtime at Florida after they were down 20. They lost by one at LSU. Now they've beaten Vanderbilt. They've beaten Missouri, and they won at South Carolina. They won at South Carolina. So this is a Georgia team that has played as well on the road as they have at home, and we know we're going to get their best shot. Just focus on the scouting report. Focus on what we need to do to take care of business. Our guys have gotten ready to play every night. We've respected all of our opponents, and we've not taken anybody for granted.
Back to the audience. Go ahead, Jacob.
Here's Bill.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, Bill.
I think your transfers, Chad in Denver and Cheney, have really stepped up their games in the last couple of games. They've given you more balance. And that's going to be key, I think, going into the SEC tournament and the NCAAs.
Yep, I agree. We've gotten real. I mean, all three of those guys. Denver is really, really quietly putting together a terrific close to the season. His shooting percentages, both from true three and free, are all up. His defense is vital, and he's been one of our most consistent players. And obviously, you can see he's got a chance to, be a great dominating player for us next year. Chad Baker, same thing. It's the work. It's not about the work right now. It's about just playing the game. He can do so many things offensively and defensively and making plays, and he's got a kind of a refuse-to-lose sort of attitude. And then it's fun to watch Chaney Johnson just gain more and more confidence. Again, Chaney Johnson is going to be a dominant player for us next year. He can shoot the three ball. He can put the ball on the floor. He's my best athlete. He can guard any position. And we don't need to wait for next year again for any of those guys because they're all really capable of it. And then when Jani Broom goes from being one of the better centers in the SEC to now being the best center in the SEC and one of the best centers in the country, we've made progress. Dylan Cardwell, continues to make great, great progress and was a dominating player on the defensive end. KD will guard and be a problem, and he can be very explosive. The young points guards are getting better. Chris Moore's played better now. Come off the bench. I mean, just, Jalen Williams had such a strong season. Our strength is the sum of our parts. We got 10 guys that are playing well, and at this point, we are who we are, and so we got to roll with it.
Women's basketball in the fourth quarter of the SEC tournament against Arkansas. Tigers up 61-43.
Yeah.
4:12 to go in the fourth quarter.
Our ladies have had a great year. Yeah. They really have. And I guarantee you LSU's not excited about seeing them again.
You're right.
They really aren't. Because we had our we not only beat them at home, but we played them down there. That's because our girls play so hard, and they're so physical. LSU intimidates everybody. Johnny's team is not intimidated at all by LSU.
Yep. That's very well put. So if they hang on here, we get a chance to see round three between those two tomorrow afternoon. We've got another segment with Coach Pearl. If you have a question for Coach, raise your hand. Jacob will come to you with a microphone. We'll get that in this next segment from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Auburn. This is Tiger Talk, and this is the Auburn Sports Network from Playfly.
The Auburn Tigers will be headed back to the NCAA tournament for the third straight season as the Tigers prepare to dance. We want to remind you that broadcast rights agreements prevent the NCAA tournament games from being streamed on auburntigers.com and the Auburn app, but you can still tune into your local Auburn Sports Network affiliate to hear the call as the Tigers try to make a run through their brackets. Again, NCAA tournament games will not be streamed on auburntigers.com or the Auburn app, but you can still follow the action on your radio home for the Tigers in March, the Auburn Sports Network.
By now, your daily routine is probably a little too routine. What I want.
Don't you want to change? Don't you want to start playing by your own rules and escape the routine so your fantasy becomes reality? Where every night is an adventure, where new flavors are ready to be tasted, where it feels like you're a winner. Take a chance. Reward yourself. Make your routine anything but routine. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and WindCreekCasino.com.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Order Bud Light online today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Things we take for granted, ordinary opportunities for parents and their children, can be a foster child's extraordinary. You have the power to do something positive that will change the life of a young person right here in Alabama. Open your heart and open your home to a foster child today. For more information, visit www.dhr.alabama.gov or call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Tiger Chalk from Baumhire's Victory Grill, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. Dylan Cardwell in the next segment. He's already drawing a crowd here at Baumhire's tonight. Tonight's show brought to you by Wind Creek Casino and Hotel with three Alabama locations in Atmore, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. You can escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel and at WindCreekCasino.com. You talked about the first game again. Oh, do we have somebody here?
We do.
Oh, let's giggle. Yeah. Go, Wait, Jacob.
Ken has an Alumni Hall gift card he's going home with and a question for Coach Pearl.
Wonderful. Right.
Ken.
Coach, I've noticed that Denver Jones has been getting some reps at the point. Is that strategic? Have you been happy with the play and anticipate that going forward? Or?
Well, you know what? Because Aiden and Trey are both playing better, I don't know how much that's going to take place. Part of it was the reason why was KD and Denver both playing so very well. But now that I'm down a wing guard with Lior, I could see either Denver maybe or, you know, getting a little bit of time at even the three spot, that third guard spot. Yes, Denver is wouldn't be surprised if he plays a lot more point guard next year for us. But it's definitely something that we can utilize. It's almost like Dylan Cardwell. You know, I played Dylan and Jani Broome together at the 4 and 5 when Jalen Williams was hurt, and we were really good. Because the two positions are both very, very interchangeable. And Dylan can guard 1 through 5, as can Jani. So it makes us really versatile.
That was the Georgia game there. The importance of that game in this season, you don't have Jalen that night. You're coming off of a loss at home to Kentucky. You're on the road at Georgia. You change the lineup a little bit, and you pull away for the victory that night, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, 10 minutes left to go in a game. It's a 3-point game, and we're playing well. And Georgia's right there. And so, you know, we fouled them way too much. I don't know. They shot 32 to 35 free throws at Georgia. I hope that's not going to be the case again in Neville Arena. Missouri, same thing. They shot so many free throws. You know, teams are beginning to take advantage of the rules of driving it down without a secondary defender and you know, and if they drive into contact, and you know they're initiating all the contact, and I think they're rewarding the offense a little too much. But that's so we got to guard Georgia without fouling. We got to make sure they, you know, their guards are really capable of beating us, and they're playing the two bigs. So you very well may see Dylan and Jani out there together again.
I was going to ask about the way games are officiated first half and second half, but I guess we're out of time. So, doggone it, I can't.
Well, since we're not allowed to really talk about the officiating, yeah. Right?
He knows that too.
Me from some sort of fine.
I know. Well, we're looking out. We're looking out. All right. Thank you very much for the visit, Coach. We'll always appreciate it. And we're gonna let you go and talk
Saturday.
To Dylan.
All right. Look forward to it, guys. Thank you. War Eagle.
Head Coach Bruce Pearl. Here at Baumhire's Victory Grill, Bent Creek Road in Auburn. When we come back, we'll keep the basketball discussion going. Dylan Cardwell, the three-point shot shooter. Yes, he is next when Tiger Talk continues in a moment.
Auburn fans, this is Coach Hugh Freeze asking for your help. On to Victory has been a crucial supporter of Auburn student athletes. It's important to keep that good work going, so please join On to Victory today, War Eagle.
War Eagle, it's a great day for Auburn Tigers to get vaccinated. Many children and adults that delayed vaccinations during the pandemic are still behind schedule. It's crucial that we take steps to get everyone back on track with their routine immunizations. Children and teens can still catch up on their vaccinations even if they start late. Make sure you and your family are all up to date on all recommended vaccines, including COVID-19 and flu. Let's all do our part to get back on track. Don't wait. Vaccinate. For more information, visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM.
You know that feeling when you're doing what you love? You're in the zone, truly and fully alive, lost in thought. You know what you're not thinking about? Insurance. That's where Alpha comes in. Alpha handles all things insurance, so you're free to do anything. So get out there and live your best life. Whatever your thing is, we've got you covered. That's life with Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com to learn more.
By now, your daily routine is probably a little too routine. Don't you want to change? Don't you want to start playing by your own rules and escape the routine so your fantasy becomes reality? Where every night is an adventure, where new flavors are ready to be tasted, where it feels like you're a winner. Take a chance. Reward yourself. Make your routine anything but routine. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and WindCreekCasino.com.
This is Coach Hugh Freeze. The support of the Auburn family is vital to the success of our student athletes, and On to Victory plays a crucial role in that. Please help keep that good work going by joining On to Victory today, War Eagle.
Submit questions by emailing aubtigertalk@gmail.com. Now, back to Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance.
All right, get the hands up.
Yeah,
right here. Who's next here? Yeah. Dylan Cardwell. Look at the hands go up all over. I love that. All right, Auburn basketball's Dylan Cardwell joining us on the show. Dylan, War Eagle, welcome.
Yes, sir, War Eagle.
Glad to have you here tonight. How much, when you were working in the offseason on the free throws, and you and I have talked about it a couple of times, were you bringing it out a little bit and working on the three a little bit, or solely the free throws at this?
It was something I did in passing. It wasn't something I really put a lot of my energy and effort into. I was more focused on the free throw line because that's where a lot of my shots were going to come from.
Right.
But, you know, free throw is only a three-point shot a couple feet forward, so, you know, just decided to pull it.
Been pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Well, and you can tell how much work has gone into not just the free throw shooting, but your all-around game. And we may have talked about this before, but to have the kind of impact that you're having and for the improvement to be so tangible on the floor, what does it mean to you to see that work paying off?
Yeah, it means the world, you know, that my labor hasn't gone in vain. And, you know, just at the right time, the Lord will make it happen. And so that's probably been the definition of this past year, is that I've put in all this work and waiting for it to really show itself. And, you know, like I said, when the time was right, the Lord will make it happen. It's kind of showing itself.
We saw you yesterday at baseball.
Yep.
I know you watched the Auburn women play as well, 67-48, final score now. Tigers win against Arkansas, so they get LSU in the second round. What does it mean when you watch the other Auburn teams and watch their success? Because you know they're there rooting you on as well.
It means the world. You know, Bruce Pearl says that we are an everything school, and I guess, you know, in the past 24 hours, I've seen a baseball win and a women's basketball win,
right.
So it just proves his statement to be true, that we are an everything school. And I want my fellow student athletes to see that I'm supporting them as well as they're supporting me. So we're all family here.
Good.
You have enjoyed the college experience, the life of being a student athlete. I mean, you're a guy whose passion for life in general, but we see it here on campus, has been pretty evident since day one.
Yeah, you know, I've just been a happy-go-lucky kid ever since I was born. And, you know, I give a lot of that credit to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as well as my mother. You know, my mother played a huge impact on, you know, who I am as a person and who I am as a human being. And she kind of showed me how to be you know, happy through it all. You know, I had a hard childhood growing up, and my mom never really allowed that to affect her outlook on life. And I kind of took that for myself and just allowed it to really just engrave itself in me. And that's kind of what you see. I'm a part of my environment. I'm a part of my mother and my grandfather.
Love that. Let's go to the audience.
Has her everything school shirt on.
There we go.
Dylan, War Eagle.
War Eagle.
We're hoping you stay another year so that you have time to come out of your shell a little bit.
Yeah, right.
You know. No, my question for you, I've asked this of all the players that have come to Tiger Talk. What kind of pregame routine do you have? Any superstitions you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I used to be really superstitious when I was a junior. I used to wear my socks inside out, and it was very weird. Obviously, it didn't really do much for me, so I stopped being superstitious this year. I just kind of just, go out there and play. But I guess the thing I do keep consistent is, like, the music I listen to. I listen to a lot of slow songs. My go-to song was The Girl Is Mine by Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney, very old school. So just I like to keep it, very, very mellow tone before I go out there and play in a hype environment.
One thing I've noticed is when Coach Davis, the strength and conditioning, you greet him at midcourt, he twirls, I don't know if it's a cushion, and then tries to pass it to you. Has it ever worked?
Yeah, we've had three games in totality of my four-year career where he spun the cushion and transported it over to me very successfully. It rarely works, but I think we're like, 1-2 when we're successful anyway. So like I said, it's not really a superstitious thing for me.
All right.
Nothing gets you fired up for a game like The Doggone Girl Is Mine. Let's go back to the audience here.
All right. We've got Buster.
Dylan, you never have a bad day. I'm convinced you never have a bad day.
Yeah.
You need to hopefully, first of all, I hope you come back selfishly.
Yes, sir.
If you don't, I hope your NBA or your overseas deal works out.
Yes, sir.
But you need to, like, work for Auburn when that's done.
Yeah.
Either NIL on the victory or development and retire here. I mean, you're like, why would you leave? Yeah. It makes no sense.
Yeah, I have no idea.
You need to stay.
Yes, sir. I love Auburn, and I'm grateful that, Auburn's been able to pour into me, and I can't thank, my head coach enough, and I can't thank the Auburn community enough for really supporting me and for just investing in me. Just to come here at Baumhauer's and, have hundreds of people here listening to the sound of my voice is just, something that I don't take for granted. And I haven't taken for granted, the fact that you guys travel to these games and y'all are so invested in not only the players, but you're investing in our day-to-day life. And, I go to other colleges and we have more fans at away games than those fans do. I just can't imagine, me being on one of those teams. So I've just been grateful. And I never take you guys for granted. So I'm just blessed to be an Auburn Tiger. I'm blessed to be an Auburn man.
Need to get to our final break. That's Dylan Cardwell joining us tonight on Tiger Talk from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Yep. This is the Auburn Sports Network from PlayFly.
Presenting the all-new Aubie's Kids Club. Benefits include an exclusive Aubie-branded swag box or bag, T-shirt, membership card, access to exclusive Kids Club events, as well as free admission to non-conference baseball, softball, and women's basketball games. Members also get a monthly newsletter from Aubie, a special invitation to Aubie's birthday party, and a personalized birthday card. Two membership options are available. Learn more and register at aubieskidsclub.com.
This is the moment you've been waiting for.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our home.
When you step onto the court and into the spotlight, the moment to show that hard work and long days pay off. Because when that final shot leaves your hands and we leave our seats, that powerful moment connects us all.
Alabama Power is a proud supporter of the Auburn Tigers.
Power for a better Alabama.
Take it from me, basketball season is a grind. That's why it's great to get away and recharge in my Ford F-150 truck. With available Pro Power on board, which lets me use F-150 as a mobile generator, I can enjoy the great outdoors while watching games and highlights on my flat-screen TV. Ah, relaxation. Check out the official truck of the Auburn Tigers at your local Ford dealer and tell them Bruce Pearl sent you. See owner's manual for important operating instructions. Some models, trims, and features may not be available and may be subject to change.
Don't stop planning for your future. Don't stop investing in your kids' education. Don't stop dreaming of that new home. And don't stop growing your business. Whatever you're passionate or dreaming about, don't stop. Because when you have a bank you can trust, you have the confidence to take on tomorrow. Speak with a Trustmark associate today for advice on achieving your goals. Trustmark. People you trust. Advice that works. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back on Tiger Talk from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Another segment with Dylan Cardwell. In the Georgia game this year, you and Janai both played together. What was that like for the two bigs, the Twin Towers, to be out there?
You know, everyone always talked about us being able to play together last year. We never had that happen. So it was very new to me, and I enjoyed it. You know, it made his job easier, and it made my job easier because it's hard to stop both of us at the rim. So I enjoyed it, and I hope we get to see it again. So
I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see that again at some point.
I don't know. You know, with both of us being able to shoot the three now, I don't know why not.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. Exactly the same.
I mean, you're shooting 50% from three.
That's a good point. Yeah. All right, you calling them the Twin Towers, that, of course, makes me think of the Big Boss Man and Akeem. And I asked Dylan, who are your two big – because we saw the video from postgame at Missouri.
Right.
How long has the professional wrestling in the locker room been a thing?
So it's been a thing for the past 4 years with me and Chris Moore. We've always been fake wrestling. Baba Tunak and Bola used to join in on it, but it was always us three. When Stretch left, Katie kind of started to jump in. We would always you know, start fake fighting, fake hitting each other. And me and Simo, we would always take it, you know, always as far as we could without getting hurt. And then what you saw last game was that was the first time it's ever been done at a game. We always do it before practice, you know, get our nerves out before practice.
Sure.
And so that was pretty much it. It's been there for 4 years, but it was the first time we did it and recorded it. So it's been something that's always been going on.
KD being a part of that seems like a natural to me.
Yeah, it does. It does. And so he's always the guy that gets beat up on. So
he loves that. He's the jobber of the group. I love that. All right. Three-point shooting, by the way, now in all seriousness, Auburn has been one of the best three-point shooting teams in the country the last 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. What does that do for the offense as a whole for you guys when the outside shots are falling?
Yeah, man, it just makes us a whole different threat, and it opens the floor up for guys to drive downhill and gives me more scoring opportunities, gives our guards more scoring opportunities. So I'm glad in the last couple of weeks, you know, we're starting to improve at the right time.
What do you guys say to Alior Berman after that game last week?
You know, at the end of the day, it's sad to see him go down like that. He gave so much for this community, gave so much for this university. But at the end of the day, you know, I told him that all things work for good those who love God, and that's Romans 8:28. And at the end of the day, he might not see the purpose of his pain right now, but, you know, it's not going to go in vain. He's going to learn something from it. He's going to become greater because of it. And, you know, God's going to show his path when the time is right, so. I tried to give him as many words of encouragement as I could without, you know, trying to be too persuasive or too intruding, but he's in a good spot. And so, you know, I called him. I FaceTimed him before our last road trip, letting him know he's on my mind. And, you know, he's my roommate, so I've been roommates with him for the past 4 years. So that's a tough loss for me. Mm. Yeah.
What will this game, as a guy who loves the crowd as much as you do, what will this game mean to you Saturday?
Man, words can't describe what's going to happen Saturday, so I don't know. I don't want to think about it. It's going to make me very emotional. You know, these fast 4 years really flown by, and it's just a magnitude of gratitude, really. Just immense gratitude to this campus, to this university. So that's what you guys will be seeing Saturday.
Who all's going to be there for you?
Yeah, my mom and my two brothers. Those are all going to be there for me to walk me out. So
good.
Yes, sir. All my immediate family.
Enjoy that day.
I will.
And then beat Georgia.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that, too, because after the emotions, Dylan, you got to play a basketball game.
I know,
so
right?
What are the keys to taking on this team that you just played, you know, 2 weeks ago at their place?
Yeah, just making sure that we're a more physical team and that we're a more excited team to play at the end of the day, and then just always pay attention to our scouting report. So, pretty sure we locked in and make sure that we're a more excited team.
Thank you, bud. War Eagle.
Sir. War Eagle.
All right.
Dylan Cardwell with us as we wrap up Tiger Talk. Thanks very much for being with us tonight. What a great show from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Thank you all for coming out and watching the show. Thanks for watching on YouTube, listening on radio stations throughout the state of Alabama. The general manager of the Auburn Sports Network is Ben Harling. Tiger Talk produced in our Skyview Auburn Sports Network studios by Quinn Brakeen.
QB1.
And our on-site producer, Jacob Hillman. Tim Walker is our engineer. For Dylan Cardwell, Bruce Pearl, Butch Thompson, the voice of the Tigers, Andy Burcham, I'm Brad Law, War Eagle, and thanks for listening to Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance. Auto, home, life, business. Alpha Insurance covers it all. Tonight's show has also been brought to you by the Alabama Department of Public Health. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Protect yourself and others by staying current on all recommended vaccines. Visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM. By the simple southern goodness of Golden Flake, celebrating 66 years as the official salty snack of the Auburn Tigers. Alabama Power, proud supporter of the Auburn Tigers. Alabama Power, power for a better Alabama. And by Wind Creek Hotel and Casino. With three Alabama locations in Atmore, Montgomery, and Wetumpka, you can escape every day at Wind Creek Hotel and Casino and WindCreekCasino.com. Tiger Talk is an exclusive presentation of the Auburn Sports Network, a division of Playfly Sports.